Hey there, this is Jo McGarry. Welcome to our podcast. A little different from Radio Mojo, the radio show. The podcasts are meant to be a more private, more intimate, more in-depth look behind the scenes with our guests and continuing to bring you the best of eating, drinking and living in Hawaii. If you want to know more about what we do and our work specifically with restaurants and food clients, then you can go to our website mojomcgarry.com, and this podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or any of the other places where you like to get your podcasts. Enjoy, and thanks for being with us. You all know, of course, Danny DeVito as a world-renowned director, producer, and actor, but perhaps you don't know that he also makes, in my opinion, one of the world's most beautiful limoncello liqueurs. He's joining us this morning by phone. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? It's nice. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoy the limoncello.
It's absolutely beautiful. One of the things that is surprising to me about it is that you've created the liqueur, the famous liqueur from Italy. It doesn't have any of that sugary, syrupy thickness about it. It really is a really light, beautiful drink.
Yes. Well, I'm very particular about my limoncello. I've been drinking it for many years. I started in the south of Italy, in Positano and in Sorrento. And when I decided to have my brand of Danny DeVito's premium limoncello, I tested many mixtures, and as you say, I do like a bit of sweetness because it's the trademark of it with the tart, with the alcohol. But the balance has to be right. If it's too sweet, it tastes like a candy drop, a lemon drop, or something. And if it's too tart, it's not right for me too. I guess I'm like Goldilocks. You know, I want that.
Quite right. One of the reasons that makes it just quite right is that you have one of the very rare IGP designations, which means that your lemons really do come from Sorrento, and they're the really truly regarded as the best lemons in the world. Was it really difficult to get that?
Well, I feel like I had an opportunity because I was. You know, my name is known in Italy. I'm an Italian descendant of Italian grandparents, and it was easier for me, I think, to get into the premium, the good spot where I found in Sorrento these gorgeous, as you say, these beautiful lemons that are grown on the peninsula, and they're just like no other in the world. I mean, they're just they have a certain character all their own. They're delicate, and they're full-bodied as well. And the people embraced the idea of me coming over. I did take my time in mixing the brew, as I said, and so that was a little, you know, I wouldn't settle on any old limoncello mixture, so I'm very excited, and the people over there are very excited now that we brought it in, and it's doing very well, and lots of people like yourself are giving us good marks for it.
I think what is another surprising thing for people who are perhaps going to be introduced to this beautiful liqueur, perhaps even this time, for the first time this year during the holidays, is that there's no lemon juice in it. When you think of a drink made with lemon, it's automatic to think of lemon juice, but limoncello is just the beautiful zest of all those lemons, yeah?
Yeah, well, the secret to it, which is no secret because the Italians have been making it for many, many, many years, thousands of years, that you take only the zest of the lemon, which is the outside, the outer edge, which is where the color and the flavor and the whole feeling of the lemon lives. Underneath that zest, there's that white covering. That's not used at all, and none of the juice is used. The lemons just are the zest is just taken from them, and that's what is soaked in the alcohol and mixed with all the it's all natural, just basically natural. There's sugar, water, alcohol and the zest of the lemons. And the lemons donate this incredible flavor and the tartness, and actually this, a lot of the sweetness comes from the skins. You wouldn't think that they were sweet, but they do have their own sweetness. We do add sugar to it, but it's an incredible a testimony to the fact that these lemons are so revered all over the world.
Was it a part of your growing up? Was limoncello a part of after dinner in your family? Did everyone have a glass?
I actually had after dinner in my family. We did have a little limoncello, but the main thing was the wine that my family made. My uncles made the wine, and that was the big liquor in my family. My mother would drink things like creme de menthe and anisette and sometimes limoncello. I really got introduced to limoncello when I went to Italy, because a lot of the limoncellos in are made in the United States, and I think the one I went to Positano for a vacation with my family, and that's the first time I had the real thing, and it's like night and day.
Yeah,
you know.
It's such a beautiful drink. If you've just joined us, we're talking to Danny DeVisto about his premium limoncello, which you can find right here in Honolulu. I'm going to tell you where when we're done. And we're also going to post on our website this fantastic cocktail that our good friend Francesco Lafranconi made when he met up with Danny earlier this year at the launch. It's named in honor of the place the lemons come from. It's called a Sorrentino, and it's a gorgeous drink. How do you like to drink yours, Danny?
I have a couple of my favorite ways. Of course, ice cold in a small glass at the end of dinner is the way I was introduced to this wonderful elixir. I have put it over rocks. I have put it in half a glass of Prosecco or champagne.
Ooh, sounds great.
I take half a glass of champagne and then pour the limoncello in. It's like a Blini, but it's a lemon. It's a wonderful, refreshing drink for before dinner. I also will mix it with vodka myself. I'll make a really good a limoncello martini. One of my two favorite ways to have it I make a dessert with it that is really fun. I take bubble ice, which is basically you make ice cubes with bubbly water, and you shave them, and they become very, very fluffy. And then I serve a dish of bubble ice with a little pitcher of ice-cold limoncello, and you pour it over the ice, and you eat it with a spoon.
Just like Hawaiian shave ice.
It's fantastic.
It's Hawaiian like shave ice.
That's
exactly
right, with limoncello. It's, like, amazing.
Hey, you might have just started a new Christmas tradition in Honolulu.
Your guests really love that treat.
I love it. Limoncello shave ice, guys. Everyone should go
man,
and try it.
It's like just a wonderful. I serve it during dinner as a palate cleanser,
uh-huh.
or also after dinner as a dessert. The other way that I have, just about 6 months now that I've been doing this, is I'll take a really great pot of mint tea, fresh mint, fresh leaves, and I'll take a shot or two of limoncello in that pot of mint tea as a hot toddy at night. And it's just glorious, just sitting there.
That sounds perfect. You know, I'm just sitting here. I'm from Scotland, of course, and I'm always thinking up drinks to do with whiskey. And I'm just thinking of how beautifully this might go with a few things from Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
We'll need to go home and I'll have to start writing up some recipes.
Yeah, we have to experiment.
There you go. You know, it's very hard to chat with anyone at this time of the year without thinking about holiday traditions and food and drink. And I'm sure with your glorious Italian background, you must have some great holiday food traditions.
Yes. We have great family dinners always. This year I'm going to New Jersey where my sisters are. And we'll make, from the start, we just always have have an antipasto, of course, with, you know, some good salami and prosciutto and cheese, a good imported provolone cheese, and we start with that and have some roasted peppers, of course, you know, beautiful red roasted peppers. That's one of my favorites, with olive oil and garlic. We cook with a lot of garlic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
On Christmas Eve, we always have fish. That's mm-hmm. a big tradition in the mm-hmm. Italian families. We would have some baked fish, some fried fish, some calamari, some smelts, some anchovy dishes. We would make a pasta with anchovies. And, you know, traditionally we would drink white wine with that. And it's garlic, and I can give you the recipe if you like.
Sounds fabulous.
If you should I just tell you my recipe?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I take I usually use linguine. I take olive oil and crack up some garlic in it. You can chop it up or crush it, however you like it. And you brown the garlic. It's a golden brown. Now, before you've done that, you have taken breadcrumbs, any breadcrumbs, not seasoned breadcrumbs, just regular breadcrumbs, and you put a little olive oil in a pan, and you toast the breadcrumbs so that they're golden brown. You take anchovies, and if you have fresh anchovies, fine. If you have anchovies in a jar, or you stick them in a double boiler situation so they don't touch the heat, and you soften them so that they're almost liquid. Now you take some linguine, depending on how many mm-hmm. people are around. If you take a pound of linguine, you have to make all the proportions, mm-hmm. More garlic, more anchovies to the amount of pasta, and more olive oil. And then what you do is cook that al dente. You throw the garlic and the olive oil on that, stir it up really good, put some black pepper in it. Take the anchovies and you mix it in, so it's almost like it just colors it with
uh-huh.
anchovies. You don't really see the fish laying there. You could if you wanted, but in our case, what we do is that. And then you serve it without cheese, of course, mm-hmm. because it's fish. You serve it with a bowl of breadcrumbs, toasted breadcrumbs, and people sprinkle that over the top of the pasta, and you drink that with a really a good white wine.
So it has a gorgeous natural saltiness and a little bit of texture to it.
It's amazing.
It sounds fabulous.
It's really amazing.
It is quite obvious listening to you chat that you should have not just a line of liqueur, but you should also have your own food line too.
Well, I have a restaurant in Miami that's called DeVito South Beach.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever in Miami, come down there and test out some really good Italian food. The meatballs are great, and eggplant parmesan, and the pasta is great.
It sounds good.
So,
and when you're next in Honolulu, make sure you let us know so that we can get together and make that limoncello shave ice.
Fantastic.
Which is going to be the, I can see them serving it at Alan Wong's and the likes of those restaurants. Danny DeVito is Gnosis Extra Director and the creator of one of the world's most beautiful limoncellos. He joined us this morning by phone. Danny, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Nice to speak with you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. For more information, remember, go check out our website, mojomcgarry.com. We'll see you next time.